BOE 2023 is back in session. It's my understanding that we have someone here for BOE 178 MDB Properties. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And tell me your name, sir.
Michael Brower.
Michael?
Brower.
Brower. Okay. Michael, please stand up. We appreciate you coming. What can we do?
First of all, I want to say that I found out about this at 5:05 yesterday.
Okay.
We actually reside here and in Louisiana. We have the address of the business in Louisiana, so all the mail goes there. I literally put this request for this hearing about a little more than a week ago. Well, the mail evidently about the hearing went to Louisiana, and like I said, at 5 o'clock yesterday, a little after 5, I got a phone call that we're having this hearing today. So I'm not the best prepared that I could be, but we'll proceed anyway. That's my fault. That's not y'all's fault.
No problem.
And the first case, the first hearing is on properties, two properties in Branson Cedars Resort. I also did not have time to fax any information.
Okay, so you have four, Michael, you have four of these altogether? Okay,
yes.
BO 179, 180, and 181 as well. Okay.
These are the first two, and I owe y'all an apology right on the shoot because I do all my own taxes, I do all my own legal work, I do all my own accounting work, and I did not realize that the classification on these particular properties changed in 2020, right about the time the pandemic hit and the government shut us down. But the classification changed from part residential, part commercial, to full commercial on these two properties. So 2020 is actually when I should have made my appeal. So I don't want to waste a lot of y'all's time on these two properties. I just want to make a statement that these two were changed to commercial in 2020. I have another one. You can stand on the front porch of one of these and see the other two that I own on that street. And you can't tell the difference between any three of them. One of the three was not changed to commercial. It was left part residential and part commercial. So there was definitely a discrimination case at that time, but I can't present it now because I'm way outside the window of doing that. So,
okay. Michael, let me ask you a couple questions here. There are three properties listed under MDB, and then there's a fourth property that's in your name personally, it looks like, with your wife?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And my wife is here.
Okay. And are all these properties next to each other, it sounds like?
The three that you're talking about that are in MDB are on the same street. The other one is a cabin that I built 7 years ago that's on a different street.
Okay.
And that's the one that's in our personal names, and I'm going to change that to MDB. I should have already done it. But there was a reason why I had to leave it in my name at the time that I built it.
Gotcha. Okay, and all of these are rented on a nightly basis, all these properties?
They are. They're nightly in a nightly rental program that we manage ourselves.
Right.
But they rent about 50% of the time, nightly rental.
Right.
And then the rest of the time, they don't rent, or we allow family and friends to stay in them. Of course, we don't charge them when they do.
Sure.
So that's why we always considered the classification to be part commercial and part residential.
Right.
And at the time, that, as a matter of fact, two of them still were up until this assessment that we just got. So the classification is what we're disputing. That's basically what we're disputing. We feel like that they should remain part residential and part commercial because we only rent them. They only rent 50% of the year, basically,
right.
And the rest of the time we use them for personal use.
Understand. Okay, when you say personal use, that just means family.
Family and friends.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
And occasionally we have stayed there as well. We now have a residence here, mm-hmm. but in the past we stay in the cabins when we come to Branson from Louisiana.
Sure.
We maintain a residence in Louisiana as well.
Okay.
But we're spending more and more of our time in Branson or Taney County or Ridgedale.
Do you guys mind if I go ahead on this, since I'm just ready? Okay.
Do I get to say
anything? Yes. Do you have anything else right at the moment?
No.
Okay. Yes.
Right. So first of all, you didn't completely fill out the form. We really need the purchase price and what his idea of the value is for our records for these. They're supposed to turn these in. On the back where it says how much he rents varies nights per year. We'd like a number. And last of all, you're saying you actually have a residence here?
Yes.
And these four?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Michael, basically, we've had to, in a couple years ago, we had a barrage of these, and we had to come out with a decision on nightly rental, and there's a lot of communities that have had to come out. And what I was doing on the break was reading some decisions from the State Tax Commission as to how they're treating them and how they're treating what we did, okay, down here. And at this point, the Tax Commission is upholding what we did. That may change if it goes and gets appealed to Circuit Court or someplace like that. But we were trying to do something that we thought was fair, and we've gotten argument from both the assessor's office and the people who own several vacations. So probably we came down in between. We probably did something right. You know, I mean, if both sides are kind of yelling at you, that's sometimes a good indication. But what we did was this, and if you haven't read that decision, we basically said that if you own a home in the county and you put it in a rental program, mm-hmm. then we're going to just assess that at 25% commercial and 75% residential. If you own multiple properties, then we're treating those as commercial because it's a business, okay? Much like a hotel doesn't rent all their rooms every night, they rent them, you know, maybe half the time as well, but it's a commercial enterprise to make money. It doesn't mean that necessarily, just because it goes from 19 to 32, it doesn't mean that your tax bill goes up 13% because there's a levy and the school district gets most of that levy and they meet, and so it may not go up a full 13%, even though it goes from residential to commercial. But to be consistent, and the other board members obviously can comment as well, but to be consistent with what we have done with everyone else at this point, and seeing what the State Tax Commission has done, if you have other properties in the same county that are in a rental program, this doesn't apply if you put it long-term rental, something like that.
Yeah.
But if they are in a rental program, the first property that you own is, and if you own a property that's residential that you don't put in a program, that's entirely residential, of course. Mm-hmm. But if you put properties into a rental program, they are commercial. That's how we've been treating it.
Yeah, and I really pretty much already knew that. And like I said, I apologize for wasting y'all's time on these two in particular because
no, we appreciate
if I was going to appeal it, it should have been in 2020, and I didn't catch it. And
well,
I should have caught it.
And if you had, we had to make a decision on a bunch of properties just like yours.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been the same decision.
Yeah.
Now, you absolutely have the right to go to the Tax Commission and present evidence and everything as to what, if you don't feel like our decision is fair. But so far, it looks like to me that they are following what we're doing,
yeah.
at least as a fairness standpoint. And the break that you're on the property, if you have on the property that you use as a residence, and you use it as a full residence, that's not taxed at all commercial, of course.
Right.
Okay.
I understand that.
All right.
So do we, the one that's in your name, I assume that was your first one?
No, that was actually the last one. And it's,
oh, okay.
it's another just story. It's the reason we put it in our personal name because the resort that these properties are in, wanted to charge me double for water and sewer, and I knew I was going to have to go before the PSC okay. as my own legal counsel, and it had to be in my name in order to be able to do that. In order for me to defend myself, it had to be in my name. If I had put it in the company's name, I would have had to hire a lawyer.
Yeah.
Right. I just haven't changed it yet, and I need to. I'm 72 years. We're in our 70s now. Everything needs to go into a trust
okay.
because
yeah.
at any day, I may not be able to stand up here and talk to you.
Yeah. Okay.
So if we're following the okay. Yeah.
How many properties do you own in Taney County in your name?
Two, maybe.
Because when I bring you up,
the residence that we're now living in is in my name, and this cabin that's a nightly rental is in my name.
Okay, because I'm seeing four.
In my name?
Yeah. Michael,
okay, yes, that's
Michael
correct.
And Darla, you got Long Point, two Long Point, yeah. Paradise Village, and an Oakmont Hills. Are
okay.
any of those
nightly? The Long Point is a boat slip.
Okay.
The other property is, I forgot that when we bought the residence we're living in, I sold some stuff and 1031 exchanged into a property that was for sale next to me, and I bought it as well. I consider that all one property, but it actually is two separate.
But that's not what she was talking about. The Oakmont is an unbuildable lot just to belong to the
yeah.
Oakmont community so we can
use the amenities.
Oh, okay. So yeah. It doesn't even have a structure on it.
No.
And the third would be your actual house.
Right.
Yes.
And we do have a printout of the days if you need that.
All right. Based on the fact you have a residence and these four properties in a rental program, I understand that that's probably going to be the basis for a motion. Is there any discussion by the board? Okay. I would make a motion as to BOE 179, 180, 181, and 178. I'm sorry, I backtracked there, that we deny the appeal.
Okay.
You have more to say about
we're not there yet, Don.
Okay, I'm
sorry. The other two are not up yet.
Do you have?
We have the next appeal is on two of the other properties.
Is that Sunset?
No.
Okay. Well, we were.
The one is supposed to be at 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I will withdraw my motion right now. Let me make sure that I understand. You've got. I thought all these properties were just the same circumstance. They're all
a little different on the other two.
Okay, the other two being 179 and 180 and MDB. Is that the ones you're talking about?
Well,
179 and 179 are the two that we just discussed.
Yeah, the one is in MDB and the other one's in our name.
Okay, the one in your name is BOE 181.
Yes.
Okay. And then 179 and 180, what's the circumstances on those? Those are the MDB.
That's 12 and 7.
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't know which one's which. The one that's in our name was the one that was not assessed commercial back in 2020. That's just like the other two that we talked about, okay? The property taxes are going up 30%.
That was before... You bought your other your current residence and you were using it as to stay. That's before you bought the current residence, right?
No, I think we were in the process of buying that just about that time.
Gotcha.
I think.
Okay.
If I remember right, it's been about 3 years, so we were probably in the process of buying it right around that same period. It was
okay.
Certainly in that year, if not the year before.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, the one on. The one that's in our name is going up 30%. It's going up to the level that the other two are. Okay, and I understand your position. If it can't remain classified part residential and part commercial, which you've explained it can't, then there's not a lot I can say about that. It's going to go up. I'm going to have to pay it.
Are you? I just want to make sure that I understand. When you say go up, you're not arguing that the appraised value.
No.
Is wrong.
No.
Okay. You're just talking about
the
amount that the tax goes up because it's classified commercial.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Now the other one is a large cabin and I need to show you a sheet.